Tune into the greatest hip hop show on the net.
Yo, what up? You want to do a mic check or you pause? Or you want to, you just want to roll with the punches?
This is good.
Like, punch.
Let's go.
We ready, yo. We recording, you
alright? Oh, alright.
What you want to do? You want to do a classic EMA intro, or you just want to talk your shit because you are shit? You're a piece of shit.
Yo, EMA, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, baby? You know what I mean? Been a minute since you heard this angelic voice that you're hearing right now that's bestowed upon you. You know what I mean? But it's all good, you know what I mean?
Like, you're mad still, whack. Shut up.
We're still here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never left. Sometimes you just gotta take a little hiatus, get things right, you know what I'm saying? Get your life together, get your life in order. You know what I mean? My counterpart right here.
I believe the word is hyenas.
You know what I'm saying? My counterpart right here. He went ahead and did some things within himself. You know what I'm saying? He finally went ahead and fulfilled his dreams, got that sex change and all that, because you know that's what's going on in today's society. You could just be who you wanna be. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of you, yo. You know what I mean?
What you want to do? You want to talk about rap or you want to talk?
I think I told you that in the last show that you was when you was kind of hinting towards it, like, yo, that's what you wanted to do. But you have you completely are now successful in getting.
You want to talk about rap or you want to talk about crap?
So you're good.
Is it rap or is it crap?
Turned your shit into a pussy.
Is it rap or is it crap?
Pussy.
What is it? Which one you want to do? You want to do crap or you want to do rap?
Crap or rap?
That's the question.
Yo, all I am is rap. That's it. Shout to EMA. What's going on, people?
Yo, what up? What up? You know what I'm saying? And what's good? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Excuse My Adlib. I am one third of the host. Shout out to my man, Jay Boss. I don't want to give a shout out to Rose, who's sitting right next to me, because he, unfortunately, is a bottom feeder. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't deal with bottom feeders. He's a prick. So shout out to my man, Jay Boss, who can't be here today, but I'm pretty sure he's somewhere, you know.
Is he ever here?
No, he's not. But he's probably somewhere, you know, rubbing his nipples over everything that's going on in hip hop.
Because
he is that type of guy.
He's probably tanning.
He's
somewhere.
Probably tanning too. You know, you know what I'm saying? Facts. Rose, so, I don't even want to, like, you know what I'm saying, play around and waste time like you do. You know what I mean? I don't want to do all of that.
So people may be thinking, like, yo, what's going on here?
What's,
like,
the deal?
Yeah, like these guys, I haven't heard from these guys in, like, shit. I feel like the last time we made, like, a really, really good, like, real show was probably, like, when Nipsey died, right?
Oh, you mean an official joint?
Yeah, like.
Oh, yeah, that was a minute ago.
Yeah, so, you know, again.
The last time we did it.
So, again, you know, it's not that we forgot about y'all. It's not that we don't want to do this. It's not that hip-hop is not living within us every day.
And among us.
You know what I mean? But, you know, just some things been going on, you know, people been living lives and all that, you know.
What does that mean? If you're gonna open that wound, why don't you tell people what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying, you know,
you're not,
like,
even saying anything.
You just said
life be going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, life shit, real life shit.
Everybody's life be going on. That's not that. That
yeah, you know, like,
special.
You know what I mean? I said you had a sex change, you know what I'm saying? You know, I started a family, you know, I got, you know, shout out to my kids, you know what I'm saying? I got a 6-year-old, I got a little, I think she's about 8 months old
you
now.
Think?
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure.
You don't know how old your daughter is?
Yes, it's around there. I don't know. But, you know, okay. Shout to them. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just, you know, got to get things together. But we back now. You know what I mean? And something that brought us out of the cave, you know what I'm saying, was this Monumentous.
Excuse me?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. What? What brought us?
This
what was
big
it?
Occasion. Like, it's a monster.
No, no, no.
Occasion.
You call it something else. What'd you call it?
I said monsters.
Go
right,
ahead, man.
It's a big occasion, you know what I'm saying? Two rap giants, you know what I'm saying, have kind of been going at each other a little bit, and I feel like we just caught, like, a really official joint or, like, song or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So I think it was worth us hopping on here, no homo.
Yeah, real quick. Nothing.
And, you know, letting it's part of No Diddy, you know, that's something else that's been going crazy since, you know, our hiatus. But
hyenas. I believe the word is hyenas.
You know what I mean?
According to Birdman.
But yeah, that's what's been going on. So I felt like, you know, it's time to, like, kind of lock in real quick and give our thoughts.
I'm with you. Pause. I'm with you. Yo, so, did you say pause?
Yeah, I don't give no thoughts.
Yo, listen. Yo, all right. So check this out, right? not that long ago, I don't even know what a few days ago, a week, something like that. Ketterick.
No, it's more than a week.
It's been more than a week?
Yeah, I would say it's about at least 2 weeks, at least two, three. When did Metro's joint drop with a few? I mean, not the.
Oh, you know what? You probably all right.
I think the album came out like about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you probably all right. So, you know what I'm saying? All right, boom. So, a couple weeks ago, Ketterick, you know what I'm saying? He made waves because
it's King Kendrick. Don't get it.
I'll call my man King. So he King Ketterick, if you will.
Kung Fu Kenny.
I'm sorry, Kung Fu Kenny.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He dropped I'm not even gonna call it a song. I'm gonna just say a bar. No. Matter of fact, half a bar.
It was verses. Not verses, but it was a verse.
I'm just saying, when it comes to the shots taken, the quote shots, everybody now knows, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck Big Three. It's just Big Me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
kinda
like
how
if
I feel
I,
about you guys.
It's like if I was saying
about you and John,
J-Boss. You and J-Boss, I'd be like, yo, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's all about me. You understand what I'm talking about?
Like big R-O dollar sign E?
So for people who don't know, I'd imagine if you listen to the show, you probably know. But King Ketterick, according to Rosé,
Kung Fu Kenny.
I'm sorry, Kung Fu Kenny. He said, fuck the Big Three. It's just Big Me. Now, this sent a bunch of waves through the industry because he's specifically talking about Drake and Cole, as everybody would know.
Because they're the Big Three, right?
They're the Big Three.
Do you know who the Mid Three is?
Who's the Mid Three?
So they say the Mid Three is...
They? I think you're saying this.
No, this is like the
thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
All right, who's the Mid Three?
Is Big Sean, Cheek Mills. You know, they turned his name.
He changed his name now? Okay.
No, he didn't, but they say, you know, since the allegations with... Okay. It's Cheek now, Cheek Mills.
Cheek Mills...
And Wale.
Yeah, that's a terrible assessment.
Why would you say that?
That's the next tier right now?
Not right now, but from that class. Like from
from the class.
Yeah,
okay.
So they like that's the mid three. But listen, I don't think all three of those artists are amazing as well. They're not on the same level as the Big Three, but...
But you just brought up that they are the mid three.
That's,
and then
that's
you co-signed...
That's what people say.
You repeated it here. So anybody who's listening to this show not thinking that they were the mid three, you just now made them think they're the mid three.
But I mean, let's be quite candid. Like, Big Sean has been gone for a while. He just started trying to bring something back out, and it's kind of fucked up because he just tried to start making a little bit of headway. Pause. And this whole big controversy comes out now. Not controversy, but this whole big rap battle amongst the Big Three. And it kind of like overshadows the fact that he just dropped some music. He dropped a verse. It was pretty fire.
I know he was on Tiny Desk recently.
Big Sean?
I don't know if that was
super recently. That probably was, you know, maybe.
Caught us in promo?
Yeah, maybe, right? But he just, you know, he's trying to gear up for another album, right? So that's being overshadowed now. But before that, prior to that, like he was kind of like, you know, absent. Wale, where is he? He's probably...
Wale is gone.
Yeah, somewhere
crying. I haven't seen him in a while. And Meek Mill, as they've aptly named him Cheek Mill, that's what he's involved with.
Yeah, apparently he's... Yeah.
And he was also selling his escalators? What?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I thought you showed me that he was selling his escalators.
Oh, yeah, he's selling escalators on
okay. Yo,
they was bulletproof, though, so just in case...
All right, that'll run the numbers up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
just because you got to make sure that shit is protected, you heard?
All right, bet. So, like I don't know if he's still got it on... Excuse me?
It's like a condom for a car.
Oh, like safety.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I don't know if...
Oh, like I'm dumb sick.
Cheek Mills still has his escalators on sale. But you know what I mean? Go check out his IG to see if that's still a thing.
Now, recently he just put out another IG message saying that like he's standing on... I forgot some shit about new... Oh, where the fuck is the Hummer at? Like it has some new type of Hummer out. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. We're not talking
that
about
that is neither here nor there.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so... he says, fuck Big Three, it's just Big Me. And he's talking about J. Cole and he's talking about Drake.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's talking about it. Now, I would say this is like some big deal, but the thing is, honestly, Ketterick has been shooting shots, like taking little pot shots throughout the years at various artists, but this is his biggest, like,
dig. Do you think that, though? Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, I'm saying various artists.
Like, I would ask you, okay, because I was going to say.
He has with Drake.
So I would ask you, like, do you feel like Kendrick, like, is the instigator? Do you feel like he's...
I do.
But See, why?
Because Drake keeps trying to, be cordial and.
But that's what he does.
Then I'm just answering your question.
Okay, I mean, him being cordial is not necessarily something to like really put into his favor, I guess. Like,
yes, I can. Yeah,
he's cordial with everything. Like he's cordial. Like
he's cordial. So yeah. so he can. I can highlight.
Like
that
look how many guys then has gone at him. Pause, and he's done nothing.
The only some he did.
The only person that he let's keep it 100. The only person outside of Meek where that battle was like 100 years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. The only person that he really, really continues to try to put his foot on their neck anytime he's spitting bars, mm-hmm. is Kanye West. That's it. Like, okay. That is Drake's arch nemesis, period. Anyone else?
And he's not being cordial with him.
No, at all. All
right. So I can say he's being cordial with Kendrick.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe he has something on him.
Such as?
I don't know. You know, someday they was on tour way back in the days when things started.
He brought him on tour, first big on tour. Yeah, first big performance or big mm-hmm. audience was with Drake, right?
Yep. And then at the time, Drake was still coming up. He was still heavily involved with the heads of the label, like Baby, you know what I'm saying, and Slim and all that. And you know, Baby be doing some things.
That boy ain't in nothing.
Who what boy ain't did nothing?
That boy ain't did nothing.
You talking about Baby?
Oh, what?
I ain't gonna say all that. Yo. I don't know if I'm gonna co-sign that. I would say that boy did do something. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I don't know. I would say it's probably something personal. I doubt that it's, you know what I mean, something industry related.
Nah, I think it's just styles. I think that Kendrick. All right, so to go back to your question, right? Or whatever the question was, that like, why do you think like I don't think Kendrick's the instigator. Like,
you think Drake is?
I feel like
by doing what?
Winning? I feel like a lot of shots has been thrown at Kendrick's way for a while, right? Because Kendrick is a sleeping giant, and Kendrick doesn't really engage, and Kendrick does his music and goes back into his cubbyhole and just chills out.
But he also
came out with Control, yeah, like years like ago, and said, "I'm that nigga."
Nobody else did that.
Yeah, that's fine.
No. It's not just that's fine. You can't just brush that off. No one else. At the primes of everybody that he called out, decided he was going to list a bunch of people and...
But who responded? Who said, when he came and said, yo, I'm cool with y'all, but I'm ready to murder all y'all niggas. And then he said, and he came and said, yo, I'm the king of New York. I'm the king of this fucking rap shit. Who came and
everybody
said...
Everybody came back to him and was like, oh, nah, that's Kendrick. Like, we love him. Like, it's all good.
Okay, so at that... So with that
that's corny.
With that being said, right, there was no engagement. There was no... nothing came of that.
Yeah, nothing came of it, but he still... No one else said that. No one else did that. I don't know what this big love show was after he did it, and then everybody was just like, oh, yeah, it's all good. I don't know what that was about, but he still did it. That still doesn't... negate the fact that he got in the booth. The beat was on. You know what was off? Do you know what was off when the beat was on?
Oh,
the stove was off.
Oh, is that?
You know what I'm saying? So when the beat was on, he recorded those words and tried to call everybody out. The response that he got was, yo, that's Kendrick. It's all good.
Or, but the response was more like, it's great for hip hop at that point in time. That's the response. Other than
if he didn't mention my name, who?
Drake felt the way.
Yeah, Drake felt the way. If he did not mention my name, then I will say something like, yo, that's good for hip hop. If he mentions my name, then I need to say something.
Do you think at that point in time when he did that, the people that he did it to, I'm kind of going to answer my own question like I always do because I'm better questioning.
Then you should shut up and move on.
But do you feel like it could have been like, oh, like he's the hottest in the game right now. Like, it's like Jay. Jay saying, yo, I'm about a dollar with the fucking 50 Cent. So it's like, yo, that's what's good. He said my name. So it keeps me into the limelight, kind of. Which, I'll answer my own question. That's not true because it's like he mentioned heavyweights. So they don't need the mention. They don't need to be mentioned by anybody else.
Right. And I also, bro, I don't understand why that, I don't understand why that turned into a love fest. At the time, I probably knew. I'm getting a little older, Rosé. You know what I mean? So right now, I can't remember.
And gayer.
But I just don't understand where...
We're equal opportunity.
What did you say?
EMA.
I'm what?
A little gayer.
What's your problem?
We're equal opportunities.
When are you, yo, when are you gonna grow up, yo? You're a child.
What do you mean?
Stop acting like a child.
I don't understand.
We're here to do, yo, you're gaslighting me, yo.
I don't, what
stop
do you mean?
Stop gaslighting me.
I don't gaslight no man. You crazy.
Yo, listen, listen. Fucking Ketterick, right?
And this is fire for you.
Yo, listen, listen. Ketterick took the shot at mad people. Everybody said it was all love. Drake was the only one who was like, yo, I don't know. I felt some kind of way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But even with that being said, right, it still was kind of all love, right? Like, it was never.
It's
even
not
though,
all love.
No, all right. It's not all love underneath the underlining.
I'm just saying, for Ketterick, it's not. I don't think Ken.
Let's fall back on Ketterick real quick, right? It wasn't. To the surface, it was still kind of all love because it's not like anybody went at anybody.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So it was like, all right, cool. We're going to coexist, right? We're going to throw little subs here and there. We're going to say our little slick shit. We know who's directed to. If you know, you know, right?
Whack.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not in the 90s anymore. Like, people don't just
that's
come
that hip-hop
and say,
yo, you listen to.
I'll punch you in your face for living. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas don't say that no more, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, the subs here and there, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It is what it is, blah, blah, right? Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I felt like, you know, people, like, each other, say they show homage to each other. Like, hey, you know, it's the big three. Like, you know, like especially
there, there's Cole. There's been a mutual respect at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, like,
definitely,
you know,
competition, yeah. But a mutual respect.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll go with that.
You know, it's big three. Like, I can't really recall Drake really bigging up big three, but I can also say that I can't recall him denouncing big three.
Okay, but if we look at different time periods, there's something to be said about the person who's like, yeah, I know this is like, yo, we got mutual respect and it's friendly friendly competition. But when somebody jumps out the window and is like, yo, all right, enough of this, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just separate myself and be like, yo, I'm the shit, fuck them. That's a thing that you consciously have to do. You know
what
I'm saying?
But that goes back to my original question. Or not necessarily the original question, but the statement that you made saying that Kendrick was the instigator.
Yes.
Because for the most part, on the surface, it was love. It was, this is the big three. You know what I'm saying? Love here, love this. It's a love fest, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But underneath, underlining, again, if you know, you know. If you've been a student of this game, which I believe that, I can say that I am, and I believe that you are. That's why we do this great show called Excuse My Adlib.
It is called Excuse My Adlib.
We've been here for a while, but you know, those who know, if you know, you know.
Don't worry about all that.
They'll recognize real, you know what I'm saying? All that good, the good shit, right?
Right, 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 right.
If you know, you know, you know that niggas are competitive. Niggas will go at the person that is on the song with them. That's been going on for years, right? Like,
okay.
At the end of the day, I'm here to take niggas' heads off. I'm the best.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah, 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 facts.
So with that being said, niggas have been throwing their shots subliminally, saying this, that, the third, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I felt like after a while, for Kendrick, it was like, all right, y'all niggas, how many times y'all niggas gonna be coming at me, bro? And on top of that, y'all niggas going, teaming up on songs, teaming up on fucking, on tours.
Is someone stopping Ketterick from coming on a tour? Nobody said he can't fucking come on.
Well, Drake don't fuck. They don't fuck with each other.
So then that's not what you're saying. It's okay, not some fucking, at least between Drake and what you call it. It ain't no mutual whatever.
Drake and who? Kendrick?
Yeah, Drake and Kendrick. On the surface, Drake be making it trying to look like it's like, yo, it's all love and I'm the bigger man and you know what I'm saying? I'm Canadian. He be trying to do all of that.
Is that a thing? Like when you're a Canadian?
Yeah, yeah, for Drake. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, he's teaming up with a. Explain what?
When you're a Canadian. You know, we have Canadian audience. So
yeah, I know. Shout out to the Canadian. You know what I'm saying? But they don't really.
I fuck with the Canadians.
You know what I mean? They just like how we different, they're different. You know what I'm saying? There's a different explanation for it. But that's not what this show's about. We could do that another time.
I'm just curious to know what's so different about the Canadians.
Yeah, you look curious. We should just do that another time. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about this.
I fuck with the Canadians.
So do I.
Oh, I just want to let that be known.
Okay, why do you need to let that be known?
Because I love Canada. I love Toronto. I have mad family in Toronto. I'm Jamaican. Like,
you seem
half
very,
my family is in
very
Toronto.
Amped. What is it about Canada that you
love?
Oh,
I love Toronto. Oh my God, it's the best. It's my favorite city outside of New York.
Why?
It's just an amazing place.
Tell me about it.
We can talk about that another time. Let's leave it here or there.
Okay, all right, all right.
I'm a family man, bro. All right.
Okay, yeah, I am too. All
right.
What does that have to do with talking
Nothing.
About why Toronto's
dope? Fine.
Okay. All right. So fucking, if we talk about the people who are taking the pop shots, right?
Yeah, that's for the dogs.
if we talk about the people taking the pop shots, it's, in my opinion, it's Ketterick. Because, bro, you're not even active like that. You drop your music, you go away. So if anybody who has less chance of talking that shit, it should be you. But this is twice now.
But why I can't be in my cubbyhole and niggas not talk shit about me?
Because you believe that he's having shit talk about him.
Yeah. So
and you also think there's a problem with them teaming up?
All right. I'm gonna give you my personal opinion.
Give me your personal opinion.
I think what rubbed Kendrick the wrong way, pause, right, is the fact that, like, and you hear it's for the dogs.
Right. It's for the dog.
Yeah. For the dog, though. Right? I think that what rubbed Kendrick the wrong way, pause, is that Kendrick and Cole always been super cool for the most part. They were supposed to make an album together from a long time ago, which was an epic situation, right? Kind of like similar to like for the longest, where like after Jay and Nas finished their beef, they were supposed to make an album together, it was supposed to be the biggest thing in hip hop, blah, 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 mm-hmm. right? So they've been super cool, super cordial for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both stood on the same principles.
You think they both stood on the same business?
Absolutely. Okay. Especially when it came to the art of hip hop and the art
Cole and Ketterick.
Absolutely. Right? We two MCs that are MCing first and foremost. Nothing else matters. It's about MCing. Right? Mm-hmm. But then you have Cole, who's on fucking fish grease fire.
He's on fire right
Kerosene.
Now. He's been on fire for a while.
For the last 2 to 3 years.
Some fucking...
He's the nigga. He is that guy. He's the guy because, for various reasons. He's the guy because he spits bars.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're talking about rap.
But not only rap. Like,
come on, man. Drake been the guy.
Okay, all right, sorry. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking from my
point of view.
Yeah,
and people that's like me.
Yes, okay. Then
right, because at the end of the day, I fuck with Drake, but I need a little bit more than that. I need them bars.
Yeah, but to talk about who is the premier artist, who's
yeah, but I'm not
on
talking
fire.
About the premier. I'm talking about for
all right, so for rapping,
that, yes,
Cole.
Yes, he teeters that line to be able to be a rapper, be able to still make music with the young kids,
make
still
what?
Be able to make music with
what,
the young.
One more time,
music.
I believe it's music, Rose.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
With the young kids, make music for the old niggas.
It's music.
Make like be recognizable. Like he's been that guy for the last at least 5 years, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Right. Because most older niggas ain't listening to Drake. They at least they're gonna shit on Drake and say he's this, that, and the third.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
one of those guys. I fuck with Drake, but that's
they might shit on him and then secretly listen to him.
Right. Maybe probably because you know that's what it is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with Cole being that guy and doing that, like. At the end of the day, like, and I kind of lost my train of thought, but I apologize.
Are you doing something that's causing you to lose your thing?
Oh, yeah. Shout to this rum punch that you know, got me kind of, you know what I mean?
All
it's kind of slizz, right?
You a little schmizz, y'all? listen, do you understand? I mean, are you going to make your punt or what? What's happening?
Well, no. What I was saying is that as far as for Cole, right, mm-hmm. with him being that guy, right, it's time for him to snatch and officially say, I'm that nigga.
Amongst the rap niggas.
Yes.
Amongst the niggas with bars.
Absolutely.
Amongst the spitters.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because
all
he's
right.
had it for the last 5 years.
Well, then why does he need to snatch it? Who snatched it from who?
From Kendrick.
No, he doesn't. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Ketterick is non-existent. What do you think he's existing now because he said the big tree?
No, at the end of the day, Kendrick has what those two don't have.
Which is what? You're talking about the class, ability to make that type of music that he
absolutely.
Makes? Yeah, I feel you, but...
Accolades with that stands on business. I just remember what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
What I was trying to say earlier is that I think that Kendrick's beef with Cole is the fact that you now went and aligned yourself on something that we don't stand on.
I feel you. I can see that.
Like, you're supposed to be my man.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be two guys that are like, yo, when we the... Okay, all right, whatever. We're big three, blah, blah, blah. But out this big three, me and you, we stand on fucking business.
Yeah, we don't fuck with niggas who
don't
use their own pen.
Yeah, that we don't fuck with niggas that want to sing on the records,
right? Right.
That want to dance in the videos,
right? Right. All up in the videos.
We don't do none of that shit, nigga. We here and we fucking stand on fucking bar.
Well, if that's what it is, let's go with that, cause I ain't mad at that, right? Because I could easily be like, yo, bro, I thought you was X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with somebody and then you find out that they on some other shit.
They're totally different than what you...
Hanging with somebody else. Yeah. And you be like, yo, what the fuck? I thought this nigga was like this.
Especially if you might have had little candid conversations about the type of niggas. Like,
right. You might even know that, yo, you know nigga you don't even respect this nigga. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Right, right, right. Nail polish, all that shit. Shout out to everybody. You
lip
know what I'm saying?
Gloss.
If you wear lip gloss and nail polish,
that's
your life. Nigga
might cut his balls off.
You know what I'm saying? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I thought I was talking to J-Boss. Sorry.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. It's conversations with me and J-Boss.
You know somebody that cut their balls off?
Yeah, didn't you cut your balls
no,
off?
No, I did not. I did not. I had a vasectomy.
Yeah, that's cutting your balls off.
No, it's not. It's not.
What is that?
It's when you burn your vas deferens. Yeah. Why are we still talking about this?
I'm just saying that you have no nuts.
That's not how it works.
What do you mean? Where does your vas deferens reside? Like, where does it reside? Where does your vas deferens reside at?
Yo, anyway.
Listen, what is the address of your vas deferens?
You don't even know what you're saying.
I'm asking
you don't even know what you're saying. Yo,
I'm trying to understand. So I'm waiting for you to explain it to me.
You're gaslighting.
I don't light. Only light I light is a fire.
You're gaslighting me.
Okay.
You're gaslighting
me. I think the world wants to know where a vas deferens resides.
No, they don't. They want to know about fucking Ketterick and Cole.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Let's roll with the fact that Ketterick is like, yo, Cole, why you fucking with this nigga? You know how we get down. You fucking with this nigga who, like we said, he don't use his own pen. He be all up in the videos. Nigga got nail polish and shit. Which, if you wear nail polish, shout out to you. I don't got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Do what you want to do. But if that's the case, I can see that being an issue. But to Cole's perk, trying to get this money, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
excuse me?
If
trying
he's
to get his money what?
Mine. If okay. if he's aligning with
the money man,
because you know Drake is the money man, right?
Nah, I thought there was a different money man. There's the hardest thing, money man. That's not a real money man. What you talking about, man?
You understand it? If Drake is the money man, fucking Cole is like, yo, he got the money man. I'm rolling with him, man. Then Ketterick gotta understand.
So
that.
So you I don't know.
Nah, you come on, man.
So that's like
we're in the business of making music.
Yeah, or money.
And I made I made a good both.
Okay,
because
but
it's what we do for a living.
I know.
It's not
I
like
hear you.
You know
I
what I'm
feel
saying?
You.
Some bum ass nigga on the corner trying to rap. You know what I'm saying? Not getting no money off of it. That's a different.
But
story.
You already had a certain stature and was getting a certain amount of money that you were good. We stand on the principle of being bar spitters.
Cole Pause. Makes. Music. Murzik. I'm sorry, Rose. Murzik. Cole makes Murzik. Drake makes Murzik. Ketterick is at home sitting seasons out. I can't team up with you, bro. We out here getting this money. We out here working. We out here making Murzik. I fuck with you all day. But if we are the big tree, mm-hmm. then you think I'm gonna call you up out of retirement or whatever it is this thing you're doing? Where you sitting seasons out?
He's in his cubbyhole.
You in your cubbyhole? Nah, bro. I'll talk to the money man. He got money, man.
And that's the reason.
I don't know if that's the reason.
But that's what you would assume. Okay.
I'm theorizing down that road. I could see that being a thing. Because at the end of the day, bro.
And at the same time, that's the guy that's in reality is on the top of the fucking mountain.
He's the money man.
He's he's the most recognizable person when it comes to hip hop.
Period.
For the last 10 years.
More than 10 years.
Yeah, about the last 10 years, I would say.
No, more than 10 years.
No, I wouldn't say he's the most recognizable.
Who was it outside of... Oh, well, okay, not the whole 10.
Fucking stupid?
My fault. Not the whole 10. Wait a minute. Hold on. And Kanye.
And within these 10 years that we're just saying that he was the most recognizable, Kanye has definitely been on top of that mountain with him. That's a fact.
That's true, but
And that's the reason why that's his nemesis.
That's fine.
That's a fact, Jack.
That's a fact, Jack. I feel you. But one, let's sort this out real quick. One...
Let's sort this out and then take a break and then go with our next...
Facts. Real right. quick, let's sort this out. Drake can't do what Kanye can do. That's one. And two, Drake still shines regardless of what Kanye does. And then three, Kanye aligning yourself with Kanye is a problem. Aligning yourself with Drake is great because he's a safe guy. So
There's a lot of lining going on.
That's why Drake's.
You know, there's been a lot of lining going on since this whole little tidbit.
No, I didn't know that.
So, like, it's like, you know, if you are the With Us, which is like, I guess, Metro, Future, Ye. I mean, not Ye. So,
oh, well, you mean drawing a line in the sand?
Yeah, I think Ye is on that side as well. I said, Kendrick.
He with the Ty Dolla.
Ross apparently.
Ross has picked the side of the line?
Has picked the side of the line.
Where is he?
He's with Future. I mean, I feel like, though, that, you know, that's another situation that's always kind of been a little bit brewing.
Don't forget that Ross talked shit about Baby.
Yeah.
At the height of, and Nicki.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remember, still be fucking with Drake.
Meek was his artist. So, of course, he was probably going to fuck with, you know what I mean? Yeah. But we'll get into more. We'll take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Yo, real quick, shout to, you know what I mean, everybody that's out there making bread, everybody that's out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple shout outs I can't remember right now, but shout to all my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Real recognized, real. Y'all know who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? And we be back. You know what I'm saying? Scholar.
In hip hop, limited to nothing.
All right, Rosé, we are back in the building. You all right?
Yes, sir. Like you never left. Like cook crack.
Like cook crack.
Yeah. Shout to Juelz, yo. I felt like
thought he was about to shout out crack.
Nah, crack is
whack.
Yeah, man. We from that. You
I know, but
campaign.
You know, crack put a lot of people through colleges. You all right?
Yeah, it also put a lot of people in jail.
And killed a few, Nick.
Yeah, and made a lot of fatherless children.
It did.
All right, so I'm being like...
Crack is whack, you're right.
Yeah, it's mad whack. Crack anyway, whack. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, my profession. I deal with kids and all that, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Shout out to the kids.
Absolutely, all day, every day.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout out to Cook Crack, Juelz. I feel like if you...
Like human crack in the flesh?
Yeah, like boop, right? Like, I feel like I wanted to ask you that quick question real quick too, because if you know that Cole didn't just drop a diss song, he also dropped a whole project, which is fire.
Whole fucking album.
Whole album is fire.
Yes, sir.
It's like 10 fiery Irvin emojis.
It's definitely 10 fiery Irvin emojis. I wonder if he contemplated not dropping that fucking last joint so it doesn't overshadow the album. Because
sure.
The album
he
is
had no
fucking
choice,
fire.
He had no choice,
yeah, yeah.
It was probably supposed to be only 11 tracks.
His
or it could have
forced.
Been 12 and he took one out. He took the weakest one out. And
right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's why it was the last track.
I feel you. Yeah,
right?
Like go through the whole album, enjoy that shit. Yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'll throw these shots.
That last track was probably made a week ago.
Right, I agree.
Right? So, and shout, that's just genius. Like, shout to geniuses like myself, because you were able to do that at the drop of a dime, right?
You're not a genius.
You know what I mean? So like how we doing this episode right now. But anyway,
you're not a genius.
Right? So back to Cook Crack. If you listen
You know
to
you just said discomfortability?
What do you
remember
about?
That?
Oh, what do you mean?
Yes, you do. You just said it less than 3 minutes ago. But you're here talking about your genius.
You never felt discomfort? Like I feel discomfort right now.
Do what you was doing.
Being next to you.
Do what you was doing, yo.
But it's okay because I treat everyone the same.
Do what you was
anyway,
doing.
Right? So
just don't
shout
call
to Cook
a
Crack.
Genius.
If you listen to the album, the whole album is fire.
It is definitely fire. Urban.
How you feel about the fact that they used the I'm Ready beat, Cam jumped on the joint, and Cole is basically in the place of Juelz rhyming in the same pattern as Juelz?
I had no problem with it. The only problem I had with it is that to me, any beat in the whole entire world can be used. Why do you have to go back to specific beats? The reason why I won't be mad at this one specifically is because Cam jumped on it.
You can't say that no more though, bro. You know why?
Yes, I can.
When did that song come out?
Dumb Low.
Give me the year that you would roughly say it was.
More than 15 years ago.
Nigga, 15 years ago was fucking 2009. Let's be serious.
Yeah, a dumb long time ago. Yeah,
okay, so over 20 years ago, right?
That's but what are you about to say? So that's it's fine now. You can sample it.
If you want to be completely real about shit, Like, the songs that we grew up on were 20-year-old samples. At least.
That's fine, bro, but...
Like, you have to understand that, like, yeah, it feels like it was the other day, but it's not. It was. And the same shit that we was growing up on and loving and having an amazing time with, it's the same formula that's happening right now. It's just that we're at the age now to be like, nah, bro. Like, this is, I hold it dear to my heart.
I do hold it dear to my heart.
Yeah, I get it. I think so do I. But you just got to be realistic. You got to understand what it is.
I am realistic. I'm realistic with, okay, I'm not going to mention that person. Just, you know who did you know what, you know who. You know what I'm talking about?
So. Yeah. Anyway. So
this is back to the Mirza.
So you don't think that Joel should feel a way about that?
Nah, because it's specifically because of Cam. I think.
But Cam and Joel don't fuck with each other.
I think if you are using Cam to say that's why Joel should feel a way, I'm using Cam to say that's why Joel shouldn't feel a way. I don't believe that they don't fuck with business? Each other. Yeah, man, it's fine. What do you mean by they don't fuck with each other? Like, I don't come over to your house for Thanksgiving?
Nah, I just feel like their relationship is not the best right now. And I feel like...
Bro, they used to work together.
That song, no, Joel's was Cam's artist. That's what it was.
Used to work for him.
So in reality, right, that song is able to be used because the boss of the situation allowed it to happen. Yeah. But for Joels, who was probably 19 at the time, that made the song into what it really was, because he's the star of the song, right? He was the artist. He's the guy that cooked it up to become the classic that it is. That probably, yeah, absolutely. That probably has a lot of ties to it emotionally. I can absolutely see him feel a way about that situation.
Nigga, I put you in the kitchen. I provided the pots and the pans. I got you your resources. I just needed you to cook.
The crack.
That's fine. So I could have got anybody to cook.
So his whip game was proper.
Okay. I could have got anybody to cook, but I picked you, little nigga. See, that's
nah.
That's
see,
the problem.
No. You can't say you could have got anybody to cook. That's not true. No, that's not true.
He could have.
That is not true. I feel you, bro. Because at the end of the day, he's the boss, and he could fucking he's providing the cocaine, but every nigga can't cook crack the same way, nigga.
No, they can't. Yeah, they most definitely, but. And especially at that time, there was an abundance of rappers.
Yeah, but they wasn't.
Juelz. He liked Juelz.
Abundance of rappers from where? Juelz. That was going to come with the same Harlem swag that he's used to and knowing how to promote.
Every Juelz that we know, there's a million Juelz we don't know, nigga.
Yeah.
Period.
I,
you're not from Harlem. That's your problem.
I think you're bugging. Anyway, it's not about Harlem. It's not about Juelz. So my last question, right, because this is a quick show, right, is with this being said, lines being drawn, it being what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Cole has now put out his record, which is very takeoverish, by the way.
The one thing that did not make it takeoverish is that it's not the fucking. It doesn't lead that album off, yo.
He pushed it to the back, but it ends it.
It's a different kind of statement in your memory of the album. Okay, all
right. Right? It's him talking shit, saying, four albums in 12 years, niggas, I could divide. Right? It's very takeoverish, right?
That's disgusting.
Okay. With that being said, right, do you think that Kendrick has legs to stand on? And what are some things that he can actually attack Cole on?
Okay, so first of all, when you say legs to stand on, you mean can he now, is it in his, is he, does he have the green light to now?
Oh, no, it's a fact that he has a green light.
Okay, so when you say legs to stand on, what do
like, is he, explain to me what you think his position is right now. Pause. That was crazy.
As far as the beef goes, right?
Pause.
So, you opened this up, you started this. You shoved him.
Pause.
And then he punched you in your face.
Okay.
You got to swing back now. That's where he's at.
I mean, of course. That's
okay.
That's
well, right, well, that's.
So, what's some things that you think he can attack?
He has to come with shit that we don't know about, like how Pusha brought out what's the name son, and nobody knew about this because Cole.
Do you think that Cole has those things that are on him that can be used?
Yeah. I think everybody.
Because I do. I think that four albums in 12 years is a reach, personally. These are fucking classic albums.
Because the albums are hot, right?
No, they're classic album. Even the one that he really shitted on.
He's gonna try to tell. He's gonna try to tell him that he thinks he's Jay-Z.
Even the one that he shitted on, which is the Pimp a Butterfly.
Which a lot of people shitting on. Yeah, it's still fire.
It, for me, I'm not a Pimp a Butterfly guy.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not I think, either. But I think I know it's that an amazing the people album. Who love that album love that. Love the
yeah,
fuck out
it's,
of that
it's,
shit.
It's a different type of album. Yeah, and but love it. I get it. Like, I agree with Cole in all honesty, right? And I'm a Kendrick guy. Let's just keep it. I just want to draw the line myself.
Oh, you about to draw a line in the sand.
I'm a Kendrick guy.
Okay.
I love Cole. I've been listening to Cole
I'm a Cole guy.
Forever.
I'm a Cole guy.
Right? From before a lot of niggas even knew who the fuck Cole was.
Yeah, I'm a Cole guy from the jump.
Right? But I'm out the two, Kendrick is at a different level to me.
You're right, and I'm not going
to
debate like,
you got to read books to understand Kendrick. You're an idiot, so I get it.
God. What's the last book you read?
Your mom. Anyway, and I opened it up crazy. Anyway, right?
Wow. You're just disrespectful. I'm sorry. You're misrespectful.
No, not at all.
You are, yo.
No.
Anyway. What, so that's one thing he could say. He could like call him Little Jay-Z and try to twist that up a whole bunch of
talk about
ways.
His career, how would you know.
You think you're Jay-Z.
Not only that, you know, his career didn't start off the way you had you wanted it to start off as. You had to find your way. You had to make songs that were not you. You had to
nigga, what are you talking about?
I mean, but that's still some, listen, in reality, you know, this is Kendrick is Nas and Cole is Jay in this situation.
Yes. Okay. Fine. If
right.
You
so
that way,
so
yeah.
You so Kendrick is the guy that's the koofy guy that's the you know super deep pause. He makes music that everyone can't understand. You know it goes over people's heads. Pause. It.
Right.
It. He goes to his cubby hole. Like he's basically sleeping. He doesn't want problems with nobody. Just leave him alone. He suffers from depression.
That was a joke. I was just joking.
He does.
I know that, but I'm just saying. I didn't want to you know take a shot.
It's not a shot. It's just the facts.
I know. But me, you can have that joke. That ain't my joke. You know what I'm saying?
Joking.
Hey, listen. If you suffer from depression,
wait. Why do you feel like we didn't make a joke about it?
Because I was.
No, I don't. I'm gonna make it too well.
If you suffer from depression, don't worry about all that. You
you're
know what I'm saying? Just make sure
you're
you know find a clinic. You know what I mean? Talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Call
EMA. Yo.
Call EMA.
I got you. Yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm a professional.
So Kendrick is a real guy, basically.
I'm a hip hop professional. I'm a hip hop depressive professional.
What are you saying, yo?
Listen, I'll be depressed if I don't get my hip hop, bro. I get it.
Listen.
That's why I'm happy now.
All right, okay, good deal. Now, I don't think he has much on surface J. Cole that we all know. He has to take shots of shit we don't know about. And I don't know how that's gonna work out for him.
I think there's things.
I do believe there's things.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's always things, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you are an artist and you, yeah, you know what the fuck it is, and you've been that guy, right?
Like, what if Kendrick poked his girl?
I don't think it's that deep. I think that's the difference between what this beef is compared to what Jay and Nas beef was, because Jay and Nas beef on the surface level was amazing because they were just two giants that were fighting for that crown, just like what's going on right now, right? But underneath, there was a lot of deep entrenched shit that they were going through as far as in just being in the same circles and being in the streets together. Not necessarily the streets together,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
but
what
out
mean?
There, they ain't in the
streets. Yeah, like living
the
amongst the same situations.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the same for these two.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel that way. I feel like
they're
you
not
know,
even from the same coast. They're two different.
Yeah, yeah. They're very similar guys, right? Like I feel like they're both family men. They both treated rap as a profession. Like it's just something they're really, 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 really good at. They, you know, and it's just it's a privilege for them to be able to just be really, really good at what this thing that we call hip hop is, and be able to just do hip hop.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And really treat it like a job.
Right.
Compared to where it was, what it was when Jay and Nas was, you know what I'm saying, who they were.
Yeah. So, which, by the way, I just want to point out, if everybody remembers, when that popped off, Nas was dead. He was in the water.
Yeah, but he woke up a sleeping giant. And so, you know, I think our show is coming to a conclude.
But wait, is that, it's coming to a what?
A conclusion.
Okay. So, are you done with, you got anything else that Kendrick might have on Cole? He could call him a little Jay-Z. He could, Damn, something else. Forgot what the other thing was.
He could talk about his career, how it started off.
And I was going to say, that's bullshit. Everybody's career goes that way. The other one was...
Not everybody.
Everybody's career goes that way.
Kendrick's did it.
Yes, it did. If you go listen to his early music, it sounds nothing like what he sounds like now.
Yeah, but it's... Kendrick came like a shot of lightning. Not really lightning, because he kind of stayed, even though he's here and there, right? And not always in the limelight, but
okay.
When he first came out, you heard about Kendrick. For the most part, he came with music that was highly regarded and highly like well received.
Yeah, by the time he hit his numbers, but what I'm saying is before that, just like any other,
but
fucking...
nobody else really knew him. Like I'm talking about Cole, when you knew who Cole was, he had to go and make music that was not music,
make what?
Music oh, okay, got that you. Was not him. In order to try to appease.
Okay, yeah, I feel you. All right. I ain't gonna argue with that one. That's fine. But I think that's a whack thing to stand on. Maybe he could call him a fake thug because Cole was talking about
He could talk about the fact that that's true. He could talk about the fact that like you had to run to New York to get put on. I'm from Cali.
Hey, there we go. That's a good one.
Right?
I like that.
He could say that like, yo, you aligning yourself with fucking pussies that paint they nails and
that'll be his reason to take his shot at Drake.
Yeah.
His clear shot.
I mean,
this
he
time.
Always takes his shots at Drake.
Yeah, but I'm talking about clear. Yeah. Like clear shot. Like this is, I know if you're a hip hop head, then you know the shots he's taking. I'm talking about like a fucking like a clear shot.
Like a shotgun.
Like a I got you in a scope. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
All right. With an AR?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. What are you doing here?
Anyway.
What's happening?
Last thing I will say is that I think that this record that Cole put out was great. I think it was super tough.
Are you talking about the whole album or that one?
I think the whole album is fucking fire.
Okay.
I think the song is super tough.
That album is good.
I don't think the song is tough enough, though. And I believe that if you're going to go and try to go at a guy like Kendrick, who's, as I said, a giant and is also a sleeping giant for the most part,
mm-hmm.
If you look at history and take notes from what happened before in a situation like a Jay and Nas, you don't hit him with warning shots. You go straight for his fucking juggler.
Okay, well then don't sleep on Cole. Like if this ain't bait. Like, bro,
yeah,
I'm not even giving.
Again, so you're
Cole
going against what I just said.
What?
At the end of the day, there's no time for bait. Kendrick already came and said, yo, fuck y'all big three, nigga. It's big
fuck
me.
Fuck out of here. That ain't
right?
Shit.
So cool. You're right. Right? But now, ball is in Kendrick's court. Just like when Ball was in Nas's court to come with Ether. And I believe that this is Kendrick's perfect opportunity to drop an Ether-like song that if he does do that, it's going to be game over. Because at that moment in time, you're going to be backpedaling. And you can't release a Blueprint 2 song like what Jay did.
Even though
Blueprint 2 song was fire.
Yeah, I feel you.
But after Ether, it was like, nigga, who cares?
Yeah, but you take the big shot right now, or you bait him. Because if you listen to the song, to your point,
it's takeover.
You know, I was gonna say, you know Cole could do better than that. You know for a fact
just like
Cole
could
make a better song than that.
I think that song is takeovers. That's just even the bars, the way that he came about it, it's very like, I'm on top, nigga. You know I'm on top. You're jealous, you want attention. Well, I can't say the attention and jealous part because Nas was completely asleep at that point in time when Jay. But
still, Nas wanted to have a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Right? So, I'm that nigga right now. I'm letting it be known, and you're not. So, what the fuck are you going to do? I don't got time for you. I'm just going to give you these little warning shots.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Do you think Kendrick is coming with a full song like Cole did? A whole song.
So you're asking Jay Rose, Rose
yes,
J.
Yes, Rose J.
Opinion.
Rose, how you spell it? G-A-Y? Rose Gay? Yeah, Rose Gay. What do you think about Kendrick's next shot?
Actually, it's GP Rose.
Is it a bar? Is it a verse? Is it a song?
That's what your girl called me.
Bar, verse, or song, Rose Gay?
I'm going to go with song.
Song?
I think so. I think he doesn't respond. I think right now things are working in Kendrick's favor. And again,
it is working in his favor, but he spoke his piece. Unless niggas hype him up, Kendrick is not going to respond. I don't think he's going to respond.
Why? Because of his past, the way he's cuz
I don't see this developing in like it's almost like if Kendrick really feels like fuck y'all niggas, I don't got time for y'all niggas and I'll prove it by fuck y'all big three, I'm on my other shit.
No, that's a Drake move.
Yeah, but Drake, that's not a Drake move. Because Drake did respond to people that he wanted to respond to.
Yeah, but Drake literally came out and said, yo, like, you know when people think that they're their own enemies and they don't want to make me they want to make me their enemy? Like, yeah, some shit like that.
But also, like, when Joe Budden, who's not even a rapper, says one thing, this nigga launches into, you're a failed rapper, and this, that, and third, whatever.
Yeah, like, he's a an clear, emotional direct guy.
No, I'm saying he's picking and choosing. He's not. Jay-Z is somebody who doesn't respond to battles or to niggas calling his name.
He only responds to niggas that he feels is on his level.
All right, and let's see if Kedrick thinks that, yo, Cole, I fuck with you, but nah.
Lyrically.
Yeah, we'll see. I know what you're saying, but we'll see.
Jay-Z only responds to Kanye lyrically because he feels like Kanye is on his stature level. Understand that. That's the only, like, I don't believe that. I do believe that Drake doesn't want smoke with a lot of niggas,
including Pusha.
He don't want no smoke with it at all. Yeah. But part of that too is that he doesn't believe that Pusha's on the same playing field as him.
Neither is Joe Budden, and I keep bringing up Joe Budden. I said
lyrically, because no matter what.
Oh yeah, well, he loves Joe Budden.
No matter what, not only that, no matter what, you can say your little things about whoever you want to say, but that doesn't live on forever. Bars and songs do. So why would I come out and make a song or dedicate lyrics to you that's gonna live forever? Like Joe Budden's on my level, like he's not.
Like, we're not, I'm not fighting you.
Yeah. It's not, and I understand that.
Oh, yeah, I do too. You know what I mean?
So, and I'm not saying Joe Budden is not fucking lyrically on the but I'm just saying in the scheme of things, it doesn't make sense for him to do that.
I know. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But I still, I don't know. I don't see, if Kedrick really feels the way he feels, nothing comes out. He might do some sneak interviews and say,
nah,
I'm good.
That's a Drake move.
We'll see.
All right, we'll
Rosé, what you want to tell him before we get out of here?
Oh, you know, all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? You know, sorry for the absence. You know
That's all you do is apologize.
Yeah, it's all right, man. You know what I mean?
You are sorry.
We here, though. You know
You're
what I'm saying?
You're a sorry sack of
shit. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I feel like
You're
is
a piece of shit.
This may be a revival.
You belong in the dirt.
Of, you know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, you ain't shit.
Of what we do here. You know what I'm saying? EMA for life. You know what I'm saying? And our core fans, I know that you've been waiting. We here for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But, oh, so like you're Rosé 4L? Like, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Oh, excuse me. All right.
Exactly. R4L. You know what I mean? Shout to 21.
Yo, come find me on LinkedIn. That's where I be at. You heard?
Yo, scholar.